This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March the 8th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Chronicles 4, 9 to 10. It says there, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, I gave birth to him in pain. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, and he said, Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be upon me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. End of quote. The prayer of an ordinary and straightforward fellow got the attention of the God of the universe. It appears Jabez was in some harm and pain. He cried out to the Lord and said, Keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. Therefore, he sought the Lord in prayer to keep him from harm. And as a result, he would be free from pain. The Bible says only these two verses about this particular man. No more details about him or his background are given in the pages of the Bible. We do not know what type of pain he was in and what was the harm he feared either. Another observation is that he sought God's blessings amid fear and pain, and prayed for enlarging his environment and enlarging his borders. NASB translates, extend my border, he prayed. NCV translates, give me more land. You see, his mother named him Jabez because she said, I gave birth to him in pain. Maybe he had pain from the time of his birth. However, one thing is certain. He was not feeling pity and raising the white flag when he had fear and pain. You see, he decided to go to the Lord in prayer, who can help and bless him. He prayed for protection from harm and deliverance from his pain. Amazingly, make a note of this, he also prayed to enlarge his environment, to enlarge his borders. I do not know what type of situation you find yourself in. Beloved, it could be fear, pain, or something else. Or may I ask you this, are you courageous enough to ask the Lord God for his help and deliverance? Would you also pray for more opportunities so that you can be his hand and feet in this world as long as you live here, although you are hit with hardships? The fantastic result was this. Our insight says God granted his request. You see, God extended the influence, his area of influence. And also he extended the borders that he had. And that is the reason that Jabez became a significant figure to include in the pages of the Bible. There are specific points we can learn from the success of Jabez so that we can apply in our lives. Number one, when all else may fall, only one thing that works, prayer to the living God in heaven. Secondly, whatever the situation you go through, there is still hope and deliverance available if you are willing to pray. Third, you should not allow your lousy situations or whatever the bad situation to determine your God-designed destiny. Four, if you pray for more opportunities, God loves it and wants to extend your area of influence right in the midst of your difficulties and heartfelt problems. Fifthly, the Bible says when you pray, you pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus died, buried, and rose again for all of your sins that separated you from the Holy God. Number six, Jabez has faith in God. You see, in the end, it is not your ability, smartness, or even talent that is crucial. What is vital is your unwavering faith and trust in God. Although they are ordinary, the faith people make touchdowns, not those with skills and abilities. And also, lastly, number seven, the Bible says Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. What made him honorable is he expected. He expected great things from God. He had faith in God. He shared his desire to do great things for the Lord. Would you pray with me today? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I pray now to help and deliver me from the problems I am facing. I know I can come to you in confidence, because Jesus died, buried, and rose again for all of my sins and shortcomings, and made a way to come to you in prayer. I am sincerely sorry for my sins. I accept Jesus as my Savior now. Please help and deliver me and extend the borders of my opportunities to serve you and to bring glory to your name when I live here on this earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.